Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we is the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is our guide. And absolutely, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. And man, have we got a barn burner broadcast for you today. As you can tell, I'm on a phone line doing the best I can with that. Sometimes when we go to these different places, the hotels or whatever you want to say, they just don't have good enough internet sometimes. So sometimes I bring my equipment so that I'm in studio quality audio. Sometimes I just say, hey, let's just do the best we can. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had so many news stories. I got to rifle through this. We had our guest on, Brian Russ, doing a good job talking about honest money, constitutional currency, and the importance of getting a little bit at a time over time makes the biggest difference in the world for you and your stability and your portfolio when it comes to finance. We talked about America's busiest ports are shifting to 24/7 service, the Biden administration mandating this to try to deal with the problem with all the backlog of goods and the supply chain fiasco. We talked about the supply chain disruptions, Walmart, UPS, FedEx being asked to increase their output and work around the clock to remedy the problems. Some are saying your kids are going to cry for Christmas. They won't even get products. Electricity shortages in China mean empty shelves are coming to the United States, theblaze.com. Walgreens, believe it or not, announced the closure of 5 stores in San Francisco. They say that organized crime and shoplifting is too big of a problem. They just flat out had to close the stores down. Boeing, 2 employees get vaccinated by December the 8th. Company is expecting massive pushback from the people saying we're going to quit. We're not going to take the vaccine, just like the airlines are experiencing, just like the air traffic controllers are experiencing, just like hospitals and frontline responders are experiencing. What a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. Southwest Airlines continues to cancel flights because their pilots do not want to take the vax. Southwest claiming that's not true. However, what happens when pilots speak out and say it is true? Who do you believe? The Southwest corporate in bed with big government, in bed with the traffic controllers? Or do you believe the pilots that are saying, I don't want to take your vaccinated jab. I don't want to do it. New California law, believe it or not, will ban sale of gas power motors. They're saying these small engines just got to go. They're an environmental fiasco. Internet shutdowns, ladies and gentlemen, the new authoritarian weapon of choice. Some 850-plus blackouts have been documented over the last decades in countries around the world, and 80% of that's been in the last 5 years. We also say let your senators know how you feel about requiring teenage girls to register for the draft. It's a disaster, to say the least. Jason Aldean's wife doing a great job. She's saying screw the haters, as she encouraged others to speak out and stand up, and her husband, Jason Aldean, backing her in her quest. Now, I'm not really for screw the haters, because I think that'll be a little more civil than that, but I get her point, and she's been taking a beating because she doesn't stand with Joe Biden. Second hour of the broadcast, Liberty Conference 2021, WeCanAct.net, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tickets today. Liberty is the discount code. If you put it in, you get $50 off your ticket. WeCanAct.net. We also interviewed C.L. Bryant, founder of One Nation Back to God. He's with the Freedom Works Group, does a great job. He's also syndicated on LovingLiberty.net, one of the co-hosts there. Anyway, C.L. Bryant traveling the country, telling the tale of liberty, coming to Utah twice, once for Freedom Act Conference, or the We Can Act Conference, and then once again for the Eagle Forum. Doing a great job, C.L. Bryant. We also talked about Mr. Bryant's also an author. A Race for Freedom is his book. There you have it. We also talked about the Department of Justice loses huge in the Capitol rioter case, drops felony charge against alleged Capitol rioter that never even entered the Capitol. Ladies and gentlemen, he pled guilty to a misdemeanor. And then they said, hey, we'll give you this misdemeanor. Instead of 6 years, you'll have 6 months. And you got to sit down and talk with government authorities and try to rat out everybody you know. So that's the latest in the fiasco on January 6th. They're lying about it, and they're just begging to try to find somebody that can give them something that they can go ahead and abuse everyone else with. Their insurrection lies have been exposed. This story is one of the latest to prove the point. Why the left can't let go of January 6th, writes Patrick J. Buchanan, doing a great job. He says, you know what? Pretend terrorism is the only prayer the Democrats have in 22. I agree with his point, except for it's not a Republican-Democrat battle. It's a we against the deep state battle. But other than that, his point is spot on. We also talked about a news flash, ladies and gentlemen. America's ruling current elites, including not only the Biden-Harris administration, but all the deep staters, Democratic Party, big tech, media, the deep state, academia, and more, they are gaslighting Americans every single day, and we've got to stop it. The new media taking center stage, folks. Did you hear about this? Oakville, Ontario, Canada bans the unvaccinated from getting married. If you can't prove your shots, you can't even get a marriage license in that town. Wow. We also talked about a revolving door keeps tax policy on clients' side. It's a big old expose breaking down how the revolving door between big corporate accounting firms and your government tax writing insider policies are nothing but a revolving door. Employee A leaves big accounting firm, works for the government for 2 or 3 years, writes tax law, then comes back to the firm they left as a hero, doubling, tripling their salaries. Often they become partner at that point and a whole lot more. The revolving door exposes what's happening in our tax code. What a disaster, rewarding specific corporations and punishing the rest of us. Business Insider reports, most people with COVID-19 in the United States are legally prevented from knowing which variant of the COVID-19 infected them. Why? That's because sequencing tests have to be federally approved, or you can't let the doctor and or the patient know what variant. Well, the problem is the sequencing tests, well, they're too expensive and time-consuming to get approved, so they've all just kind of ignored that. Therefore, you can't even know what variant of the COVID you have. Then they run around and tell you 90% of the cases are the Delta variant. How do they know that? Well, the answer is they can tell you general information, just not specific information, for that would be illegal. All right, we've talked about a $29 billion deal to link Mexico, the United States, and Canada via rail. It's a disaster. It's been going on for quite a while, but it's continuing to take steps behind the scenes, if you were not aware. We also talked about the White House Secretary Jen Psaki admitted on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working on a globalist plan called the Great Reset. Yep, there you have it. More and more evidence to what we've been saying has been true all along. And that's a recap of the hard-hitting News the Networks Refuse to Use broadcast that took place yesterday. Still available at lovingliberty.net and libertyroundtable.com. By the way, on lovingliberty.net, you can download the phone apps. They got an Android app and an iPhone app. They're free, but you can listen to live and on-demand radio via the app. You can follow the Twitter feed and keep up on the news headlines. We tweet and a whole lot more. Lovingliberty.net, spread the word. Lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com. Donate liberally. Every penny will be used to promote our efforts in the media. I got a day job to support my family. I'm not begging for your money to support me, but I'm telling you, media, radio, now TV, we do every Tuesday on Friday on TV. It's expensive stuff, folks, and every penny you give us will be used to help further the cause and tell the tale of liberty. All right, without further ado, hard-hitting News the Networks Refuse to Use today starts now. Chris Carlson with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we do need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome to the broadcast, my brother. Now, listen, when Chris emails me, he emails me notes of things he wants to talk about. He says, hey, I think these topics are good. What do you think? And we have a dialogue back and forth, usually. today I've been out of town, and so it's been a little bit tougher than normal. But he gives me about three or four topics that I think are brilliant discussion points. And then at the end of it, he says, and then I wrote this little allegory, and he puts that last. Well, Chris, what I did is I took your allegory and I put it first. Why? Because it's so good. And why? Because it sets the stage, I think, for the whole discussion and problems that we're facing in America today. You know, folks, it's hard to really get your arms around what's happening. Everything is so deceptive. Everything is so confusing. Everything just seems to be, I mean, you don't know what's up. People who you thought were your friends are not. People who you thought you didn't know or that you didn't like turn out to be your friends. And people who you trusted turn out to be saying and doing things that just make you go, what the heck are they doing? To the point where it's a mixed up world, ladies and gentlemen. And in the last days, even the very elect will be deceived, as the scripture kind of calls it out. Every scripture writes of our day. These are the last days. Everything points to this great winding up scene. Some say the Constitution will be hanging by a thread. You know, others say, hey, have no fear, have faith. God's in charge. And, you know, a lot of those things are all true. But how do you ferret through this stuff? How do you get your handle on it? How do you really understand what's coming and what you need to do about it? And I'll give you some answers. Prayer is one of your greatest guideposts. If you pray hard, God can give you wisdom through revelation, and that wisdom can help you ferret these tough times. But you know what? On your radio, so can Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable Live. The allegory of the diamond nickel coming up in seconds. Chris wrote it, and you'll hear it on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson on your radio, and he wrote an allegory. And I thought it was so important I put it first in the list because it sets the stage for the whole discussion today. The allegory of the dime and the nickel. Chris Carlson. Chris?
Yes, sir. Here we go. So Jimmy had a little brother named Johnny. Jimmy thought that Johnny was quite naive. When Jimmy was out with his friends, his little brother would sometimes tag along. Jimmy would always play a trick on little Johnny by presenting two coins to him, a nickel and a dime, and tell him that he could have either the one or the other. When little Johnny chose the nickel, as he always did, his older brother would snicker and explain to his friends that the only reason Johnny chose the nickel is because it was larger than the dime, and he naively thought that because it was larger, it must be worth more. One time, one of Jimmy's friends took little Johnny aside and explained to him that even though the nickel was larger than the dime, it was in fact worth less, and encouraged Johnny to take the dime instead. But Johnny explained to Jimmy's friend that he had always knew that the dime was worth more, but still chose to take the nickel. And this is a quote from Johnny. I have a whole piggy bank full of nickels, and it grows larger by the week. The day I start taking dimes is the day I stop getting free money. And that's the way the American people are today, Sam. We think that just because we're not losing money as fast, that somehow we're gaining ground, and we're not. We're losing ground, and that's characteristic of this last administration. It's certainly characteristic of our present administration. Anybody will admit that, including Democrats. But anyway, if we don't learn the lesson that little Johnny learned in this allegory as the American people, we're going to continue to lose ground, and we're going to accept losing ground at a slower rate, you know, even if we do replace Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the future, or our own individual representatives.
Well, and you ask a very wise question at the very end, Chris.
Yes. In America today, who represents Jimmy and who represents Johnny? And I think I articulated that quite well. Americans represent Jimmy. Jimmy thinks he's getting away with a trick against his little brother when, in fact, his little brother is kiffing nickels on him from him every day. And, you know, he's losing money that way, but he doesn't recognize that the trick is really on him, not on his little brother.
And
his
Jimmy, like the American people, Chris, think they have it going on, think it's all squared away and good. But yet Johnny, the deep state, says, yeah, you know what, we could push harder, but we're doing quite fine, right?
Yep. And that's why everybody's... And we'll probably see a Donald Trump run for president in 2024. And we'll probably see a huge, huge political groundswell in favor of him. And I don't know why, Sam.
In fact, you're going to see a lot of people that rejected Trump the first time. Now that they've seen how a slide left it can go, they're going to come back and say, oh, we got to have Donald. He's the only sane solution on the table. The Hegelian dialectic works and is executed. Yeah. To a T, sir.
Yeah, and I predict that. And I predicted this last 4 years with Donald Trump. I predicted that they were going to sabotage his presidency, which they did. They didn't sabotage it as much as I thought they would. But if he ever gets into office again, Sam, it's not going to be nearly as kind and benevolent as how they treated him last time. It's going to be.
Yeah, and I still don't know this, Chris. I don't know if they suckered him and they, you know, seized his presidency, or if he's part of it. I just don't know. You know, we want to believe that Trump's an ambivalent guy, meaning to do well, certainly a flawed guy, but really cares about his country. And, you know, I pray that's true. And I get inklings that that is the case, and that the deep state is just sabotaging the Donald. But that's also the Hegelian dialectic, if you're not careful, where you think your guy's the good guy and, man, he's just being sabotaged, and all we got to do is support him and help him so that he's not... Now, under the gun so much. But you know what? It is possible that Donald is all caught up on the details, and he's doing it intentionally. I don't know that he's not, and I don't want to say that he is or he isn't, because I don't know. But what I want to say is we can't just assume one or the other. He might very well be as part of it as anybody else.
Yeah, and I will admit, I don't know exactly. I do know this. When you get sucked into the Washington vortex, Sam, your perception of reality becomes extremely distorted. And I've heard it firsthand from people who have served in Washington, D.C., that your perception of reality, because you're surrounded by these anti-constitutional, anti-human messages all the time, you start to believe them. And I believe that Donald Trump could be being deceived. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
He could be, or he could be flat out. He could be flat out for it, though. He could be carrying the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, if we knew what was going on behind the scenes, and we do, we just don't see it. We don't see the sausage-making aspect of politics. And I'm not talking about what happens in the Capitol. I'm talking about what the rewards that these politicians get for their unconstitutional behavior. That's very controversial, and I don't know if we want to get into that. Obviously, we don't.
Well, I will say this. The rewards that they get, ladies and gentlemen, as the Bible calls it, are fleeting. You can't take it when you leave this world, ladies and gentlemen, and you will store up really treasures on earth that moths corrupt, thieves steal, and a whole lot more. So I've got news for those folks. Depending on those things, you will be, as Satan always does, left high and dry. Don't forget that reality check, ladies and gentlemen. In the meantime, I agree with Chris Carlson. It doesn't matter if Trump's doing this on purpose or if he's being manipulated or not. Two fakes and a fleece, a lesson on how to spot fraud. This is really where the rubber meets the road when it comes to day-to-day swearing of oaths, day-to-day carrying out of constitutional responsibilities and fidelity to our supreme law or not, Chris.
Yeah, so Liz Cheney probably should be running under the Democratic ticket. She's our representative from the state of Wyoming. Harriet Hageman is contending for her seat. But the problem with that, Sam, is we have to be brief about this. Liz Cheney and Harriet Hageman have been buddy-buddy for a long time. And they have helped each other in their own individual campaigns. But Donald Trump thinks that Harriet Hageman is significantly better than Liz Cheney. So he has gone ahead and backed her for a Senate candidate from the state of Wyoming. And according to Joel Skousen, and I got this information from the World Affairs Brief. Joel Skousen always does a great job with his research. Joel Skousen is extremely skeptical of her. Of course, she hasn't served in public office, so she doesn't have a record to look at yet. But, I mean, she's just as bad as Liz Cheney, and he's calling out Trump for being deceived by the fact that, you know, they're pretty much two peas in a pod. And so I'll go ahead and write... So racist. Okay, so she has been an anti-Trumper in the past. She has called him a racist and a xenophobe. And I wrote in connection with that, Sam, the notion that people hate Donald Trump is a foil and a ruse to deceive the public into believing that there is balance in politics. And we have already talked about, you know, the bad record that Donald Trump has in his last 4 years in office. You know, we continue to cycle these people that run under the two major party tickets, Democrat and Republican. And if they get the endorsement of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, to me, that is the kiss of death. That tells me that they're not worthy of my vote. And
the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, is the party represents the good old boy network. And if you don't play their game and put the party even above your oath of office, put the party above your morality check, if you will. Put the party above principle. If you don't do that, they will never endorse you, is the problem. Chris?
Yeah, and that's the problem. See, we've gotten into this. We've settled into this left-right false paradigm, all of our lives. And we think that we turn on the TV to look at who our options are to vote for the next election. And if we don't see their faces and if we don't hear their biographies on mainstream media, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, etc., we think that they're not a viable option. And you're right, the majority of the people probably won't vote for them. But I won't vote for them because of their endorsement by the mainstream media. And that's one of the reasons I didn't vote for Trump, because he was so fawned over, maybe not positively, Sam, but that's not necessarily how they operate. Just because they're not presented positively in the mainstream media doesn't mean that the media is not promoting them. Any exposure is good exposure. If Ron Paul had received the exposure that Donald Trump had received, even though it may have been decidedly negative, he probably would have been our president, because at least he could have gotten his message out. But you'll never see a Ron Paul or a Don Blankenship or Michael Peruca promoted in the media. And the fact that
all right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, Chris. We'll talk more in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Bill Clinton was hospitalized in California Tuesday with a suspected blood infection. He's at University of California Irvine Medical Center. Doctors there are saying that they are closely monitoring the 42nd president, and he's being given IV antibiotics and fluids. On Thursday, Clinton's staff said he's on the mend and in good spirits. New York real estate heir, 78-year-old Robert Durst, was sentenced Thursday to life in prison without the chance of parole for the murder of his best friend more than two decades ago. Durst was convicted in Los Angeles Superior Court last month of first-degree murder for shooting Susan Berman. You can spot a close encounter between Venus and the bright orange star Antares in the Friday night sky to the southwest just after sunset. Unlike the grouping between Saturn, Jupiter, and the moon this week, Venus and Antares are going to be just about on top of each other. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of big cable bills and want to cut the cord, you can still get Newsmax TV for free. Millions of Americans like you are watching Newsmax. It's available on all major cable systems, or get it free on major streaming platforms. Watch Newsmax on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and more. Find Newsmax on your hub guide or use the TV app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. There's no paywall or subscription, so watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. And watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Diamond and Silk, Stinchfield, and a lot more. Find out why America is tuning in to Newsmax TV, the fastest growing cable news channel. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The supply chain in America is broken and not operating at full efficiency. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
To try and address supply chain issues around the country, President Biden announced Wednesday that the Port of Los Angeles will be operating around the clock. One of the impacted industries is the toy industry, which is concerning to Toy Association President Steve Passerb, who shares with Newsmax where the most impact is being felt across the country.
This is a pretty significant problem, particularly for the medium-sized and small-sized toy companies. America's got over 900 different toy companies, and while we all know the household names, it's those medium and small companies that are really struggling, both getting on the ships to get here and also the enormous increase in prices that the shipping companies are charging, upwards of 800-900% over last year.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Buccaneers beat the Eagles 28-22 in last night's Thursday night football game. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, can the power of love save us? We sure hope the answer is yes. Certainly, if it's Christ-like love, we no doubt can be saved. We got to turn to God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen. It is all about God, family, and country. So meet Harriet Hagman, Trump's, quote, endorsed anti-Cheney gladiator, ladies and gentlemen. Really another product of rotten, fractious America. She literally was against Trump big time. Now Trump endorses. What the heck is going on? Trump is deceived, ladies and gentlemen, on so many points. Either that or he's intentionally doing it. Don't know. Nevertheless, the results are the same. And when we talk about two fakes and a fleece, a lesson on how to spot fraud, ladies and gentlemen, you got this Harriet Hagman is one example. But I got another example right here in the Olympic State of Utah to highlight before we go on, Chris. And that is another establishment pretender. Evan McMullen just announced he has entered the Senate race in the state of Utah against Mike Lee. Now, I'm not saying Mike Lee's perfect, but I am telling you, compared to a guy like McMullen, Lee is a constitutionalist big time. It's all a relative discussion. We don't have real constitutionalists running who can get enough support. So I'm not saying Lee's perfect. He's got the nod by the Republican Party. And so to some degree, there's concern there. But comparatively speaking is oftentimes the discussion. You might have heard, but McMullen claims to be a, quote, moderate. He is no moderate, ladies and gentlemen. He worked to elect President Joe Biden. Did you know that? And he has called for the replacement of the Republican Party. Now, I'm for jettisoning all parties, But I'm not really interested in replacing the Republican Party with a deep state moderate wing of the Republican Party, because that's really the problem. Is it's not the left-right Republican-Democrat paradigm we need to fight against. It's the deep state versus the rest of us discussion. It's those who are willing to swear an oath to the Constitution and keep that oath, and those who are simply willing to give lip service as they give homage to the party and betray the people, Chris.
Of information, I had no idea that he actually worked to get Joe Biden elected, but which doesn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if Mitt Romney worked to, in fact, he kind of did, I mean, with his opposition to Trump. But nonetheless and notwithstanding, Evan McMullen is CIA, and one CIA, a lot of times, they just become an unofficial representative of the cause, you know, whether they're actually being paid under the table or not. So based on that fact alone, I do not trust in Evan McMullen. The fact that he hasn't been married, I know I shouldn't judge people on their marital status, but it seems a little odd that, you know, a man of his age would not be married. And the fact that he was promoted so highly by local politicians here in the state of Utah. But if we could wrap up Harriet Hagman, you're right. Once she was an anti-Trumper, calling him a racist and his xenophobe, and she made that 180-degree turn once she found out that she could be endorsed by him. She'll probably not be reelected, and I'll just read really quick what Joel Skousen says about her, and then we could probably move on to the Facebook fake whistleblower. So Joel Skousen says, concerning Harriet Hageman, this is the kind of slick politics the deep state is expert at, running fake conservatives in a race to oust a rhino Republican. As a result, nothing changes, and Trump falls for it every time. Any way you look at it, Wyoming is not getting a conservative replacement to Liz Cheney, and Cheney will most likely survive the challenge. Anyway, shall we move on, Sam?
Yeah, I just really want people to understand that, you know, when we look back at your allegory of the dime and the nickel, I think it really kind of tells the story, ladies and gentlemen. The day we start taking dimes is the day we stop getting free money. Really, the day we jettison parties, ladies and gentlemen, the day we can take America back. And that's why these Republicans, or Democrats for that matter, are so willing to be loyal to the party and betray their principled-based approach, their oaths of office, and really the people, is because they kind of look at it and say, hey, who's who here? And they kind of say, I'm going to keep taking the dimes. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep taking the nickels. I know I'm giving away the dimes, but the day I stop is that. So we really need to kind of think through this a little bit and understand that who's who here? Is it Jimmy or Johnny? Where do you sit? Are you willing to keep taking the nickels? Are you willing to take the dime? What if I'm not Jimmy or Johnny? And I say, I don't need your dime and your nickel game anymore. I need the truth, and I need fidelity to the Constitution, because you know what? That's where the real wealth, the real stability, the real honor, the real morality, the real principled-based approach comes in. And whether you're taking nickels to keep, whether you take the dime and the con game stops, either way, you're taking free money. And we really need to kind of apply that when we look at Evan. Evan McMullen, sorry. Evan McMullen, and you look at Harriet Hagman. Look, neither of these people are willing to make and keep an oath, ladies and gentlemen. And that's really kind of the deal. Set the parable aside for a second and say, you know what? I don't want either part. I don't want to be the guy betraying somebody, thinking I'm fleecing them. I don't want to be the guy that's actually fleecing anybody. I don't want any part of the nickels or dimes. I want part of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I want to leave it that way for my children. Chris?
And God has made it clear, Sam, that there are three criteria by which we should judge our politicians. They should be good, they should be wise, and they should be honest. Now, if your politician satisfies those criteria, great. You know, you have my blessing in endorsing them and voting for them. But if they lack one or two or three of those criteria, good, wise, and honest, they don't have my vote. I'm sorry. And that's not a personal judgment against them or anything personal against them. That's just a reflection of my love for my country and my desire to see it preserved. And
fine people, but they're certainly not worthy of our vote, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I endorsed Ammon Bundy, because he doesn't play those games. He doesn't want dimes or nickels. Even after serving in prison for 2 years and at the end he's guilty of nothing, he could sue the socks off the government and get big money. But I've asked him about it on the air, and he just simply says, why would I want to fleece the taxpayers? They didn't do anything wrong. Well, yeah. True, except for we should stand up and stop it. Other than that, he's got a point. Anyway, I don't know whether I'd want to be Jimmy or Johnny. I wouldn't want to be either of them, really. And I wouldn't want to be Frances Hodgins either.
No, she's being set up. So we got an individual, and probably if you watch Fox or CNN or ABC and NBC, you've seen the wall-to-wall coverage of this whistleblower from Facebook named Frances Hogan. She's an attractive young lady, and she seems to be, well, not to me, she doesn't seem to be sincere. That's one of the issues I have. She seems very scripted and very stage directed, and that's one of the telltale signs to me that she's being set up, and something's afoot that will not result in more liberty or smaller government as a result. In fact, the opposite, I think, is going to happen. So she talks about how Facebook, number one, harms children. These are quotes. Harms children.
And let me stop you there really quick before you go into the quotes. I want to make a point. Who are the real whistleblowers of our day, Chris?
Well, you Julian won't Assange? See him. Yes, I would consider
right.
him
so
a
so Julian Assange got ran out of the country on a rail. Now you could say, well, he was never from America. I understand. But he's not welcome to cruise around the world, a.k.a. America will seize him and arrest him, and who knows what they'll do to him. But Francis is treated like a hero. Why the difference? That tells you the tale, Chris.
Yep, day and night, Sam, day and night. And we should, our spiritual sensitivity should pick up on that. But unfortunately, we've degenerated as a Christian nation to the point where we don't. We want to believe that the establishment is finally going to be on our side, finally going to do something to help the little guy. No, the establishment
almost
doesn't
got
self.
Me.
Yeah, the establishment does not self-correct, Sam. The only way the establishment corrects is if we apply enough pressure, and we're not doing anything close to applying
enough
pressure.
And the only kind of pressure that would be applied that would make a difference at this point is start throwing people in jail for their violations of the rule of law, the oath of office, the list goes on. But until we create direct transparency and accountability, we're nowhere. But Francis is treated like a hero. Julian Assange just ran out on a rail. You can see the difference, and you know who the real whistleblowers are when that behavior happens.
Yeah, and Edward, don't forget Edward Snowden. I believe that he was sincere when he exposed the social media industrial complex.
Couldn't agree anyway, more. But again, they would not be treating her well if she was a real whistleblower. Is all I'm telling.
Oh no, they're treating her like royalty, and it just it concerns me that the people aren't picking up on it. So she. The another problem I have with her is, and then Joel Skousen characterizes her accusations as sterile and generalized, and that's a telltale sign right there. If somebody speaks in generalities, and when they could be speaking in specifics, and I'll give you some specifics here in a minute, but her general statements are that Facebook, number one, it harms children, number two, it stokes division, number three, it weakens our democracy. Well, there are problems on a lot of levels about those statements. First of all, we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic, as you and I both know, Sam. But why would she speak in generalities? Because if she wasn't speaking in generalities, she might have to mention the fact that Facebook it censored people that were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop scandal. They censor people that they characterize as vaccine deniers, and that she didn't talk anything about the dragnet surveillance of which Facebook and Google and all those other platforms are guilty, and we'll continue this.
Well,
on the
and
other
most
side
importantly,
of the break.
She doesn't follow the money trail of who done it, who set it up, who made this all possible. She doesn't connect those dots either. Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Chris Carlson on your radio in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Ladies and gentlemen, every broadcast we do with Chris Carlson seems to get better. He's getting his sea legs under him as a broadcaster, and he's understanding. He understood liberty, I'll tell you that right now from the get-go. But his understanding about how to deliver on radio, he's learning a lot about, you know, with God. Hey, we can always win. Okay, without God, we can never win. And that's a really critical point to understand. We're talking about establishment pretenders, whether it be Evan McMullen, whether it be Harriet Hagman, whether it be Francis Hogan. It doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. They are literally playing you like a fiddle with political theater. And Francis Hogan, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook's fake whistleblower, in my opinion, isn't real. And you know that because if really she had real deeps, real details that would take down bureaucrats and professional do-gooders and politicians and deep state psychopaths, then she'd be ran out on a rail just like Julian Assange. Just like Edward Snowden, just like the others. So you know that she's not real. And she is involved in these generalities. What she should be telling you is, hey, the deep state via the Pentagon and the Department of Defense is in bed with the universities, which is in bed with big tech. And through this trifecta, they have created the internet, which isn't designed to make you free. Now, we're using it against them to some degree right now, and they don't like it. But the reality is they built this system to track and trace your every move. Whether Francis knows that or not is not important. She's playing shill for the deep state with her generalities and her fake whistleblowing. That's why she's getting favored treatment by Congress. Do you want to wrap this one up, Chris?
Yeah, and then she just looked way too calm for my comfort, Sam, when she got up there in front of the Senate, whatever, I can't remember the committee that she stood before, and it just looked like she was reading off a script, which she probably was anyway. So, yeah, she made no mention of Hunter Biden's laptop scandal, which was censored big time. The dragnet surveillance, just, you know, all the things that to me are much bigger crimes. Besides, parents should be monitoring their children's activity on Facebook, not Congress. Why is she going to Congress? I mean, she should be putting out a call to parents to say, you know, hey, monitor your children's activity if they allow activity at all. You know, some parents will restrict their children from even having Facebook accounts, which was probably a wise decision. So anyway, let's move on.
Well, and the other question really quick too is this. How about following the money? And I've taught everybody about NQTEL quite a bit. I've taught everybody about how they've got a corporation through the military that literally funds these technologies straight out of the universities, etc. And then you get this reality check, how the deep state turns social media literally into spyware. And this is the connecting the dots that Frances ought to be doing, but she's not. Chris is, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
what's up with
not.
That?
Okay. Oh, Joel Skousen helps me with these things. Sam, as you know, he does some very deep research, and I wouldn't have the knowledge base that I have without help from the worldaffairsbrief.com. Go to it, folks. It's a tremendous resource for news behind the news. So, yeah, we're talking about a company by the name of Leader Technologies, who back in the late 90s developed a software platform that allowed them to handle large quantities of information, whereas the you know what a file-based database system is, don't you, Sam? I mean, you're
yes,
a tech
of course,
guy.
Huh?
Okay, that was very limiting back in the day. That only limited you to being able to process very small amounts of information. And Michael McKibben had a company called Leadership Technologies, or Leader Technologies, where he developed what was referred to as leader-to-leader technology, which allowed, when he was contracted by AT&T, not a small corporation, to develop a software platform that would allow them to handle large volumes of information, which was absolutely indispensable then for Facebook and Google and these large social media platforms, then in the future, to take advantage of the tremendous volume that they would soon have to acquire. But they didn't want to pay for the software. So they devised a scheme whereby they were able to steal this software that Michael McKibben and his company spent $10 million and 145,000 man hours to develop. They literally stole it from him, Sam, and he sued them in court, and he was tied up in court for years and years and years. He eventually won a partial settlement, which was some consolation, but they never admitted that they stole it because they used an obscure law that allowed them to literally steal his technology so that they could use it on Facebook and Google, et cetera, under an obscure provision that allowed them to use it for security purposes. Now, I admit, there are sometimes, under some circumstances, where a nation has to resort to extreme tactics to protect us from our enemies. But this is not one of them. They could have paid him fair market value, which he would have been more than happy to take. But instead of that, Sam, the deep state, through their lawyers, through their various and sundry tentacles throughout the economy, was able to steal this technology from them. And I think it's a shame. Did you want to add to that, or you want me to keep going on this?
I want to add a little bit to it.
Here.
I want to add to it a little bit and say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the connecting the dot that Francis Hogan should be doing. When you get a chance to stand up before Congress, just imagine if Joel Skousen got the opportunity to stand up before Congress, or even Chris Carlson or Sam Bushman, and we were able to say, listen, the deep state has been in bed creating the internet with the military, the collegiate world, and big tech for decades. And literally all this technology that we're now going to Congress complaining about, that we supposedly have this whistleblower going, oh my gosh, I got this information. Facebook is exploiting kids. Facebook is shutting down constitutionalists. Facebook is bad. Okay, look, the government built the whole thing, folks. If Congress doesn't know, they're so ignorant, they're last in line. Okay, the truth is how the deep state turned social media into spyware is the real story that Francis should be telling. But it's Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, that's telling the story. Now listen, and then I'll turn it right over to Chris. After being hired by AT&T, yeah, Leader Technologies of Ohio put together this incredible system. And then they patented it. They worked hard at getting that done. 10,000 plus hours of programming to develop this incredible technology. They patented it, and the government literally stole it. That's no different than Microsoft and how they built their company. Microsoft stole technology from everybody in their dog, too, to build their company. You see the pattern, ladies and gentlemen. And now the dots continue to get connected. Chris?
Well, one of the mistakes that Michael McKibben made is he actually hired two really high-profile lawyers to help him in his efforts to patent his technology before something like this would happen. One of them was James P. Chandler. Now, James P. Chandler has a history in government, and Michael McKibben should have recognized this. He was the author of the Economic Espionage Act of 1996 under the Clinton administration. And he also wrote another act called the Federal Trade Secrets Act. I believe that was also under the Clinton administration. And he also was on President Clinton's National Infrastructure Assurance Council. Now, this just smacks of deep state ties big time. I mean, you don't get that high up in the echelons of government without being compromised and being part of the deep state. And Michael McKibben, you know, being naive like little Johnny, didn't recognize that. But James P. Chandler had connections, and he thought because of his connections to the patent office and, you know, to other aspects of government that, you know, he was probably a good candidate to help him to patent the software. But James P. Chandler betrayed him. And he hired another lawyer by the name of Major General James E. Freeze, U.S. Army retired. James E. Freeze had connections to the NSA. In fact, he was a number three man in the NSA. He also helped to betray Michael McKibben in actually having his software stolen out from underneath him on an obscure law that allows the security community or the intelligence community to literally take from any company anything that they feel is necessary for them to maintain national security. And it's a shame. And one aspect of the software that Michael McKibben was able to build into it, Sam, was that he designed it to have a configurable sliding scale on privacy so that companies that purchased it could determine how much privacy they would allow their users to have, which is a good thing. You know, you could set it to zero privacy, or you could you could set it to complete and total privacy. Once the deep state got a hold of that software, they could now set the privacy level down to absolute zero so that they could spy on you and me, Sam. And that's something that Francis McKibben should have been yelling to the Senate committee at the top of her lungs. Listen, everybody in America, based on this new technology that we have, that Facebook is using, that Google is using, that Instagram is using, every single man, woman, and child in America is now being spied on. And I don't think that they're doing that to protect us. I think they're doing that to protect their interest and to be able to compromise us and destroy our Fourth Amendment rights, Sam, and that is not good. But she conspicuously left that aspect of her testimony out. And we are now telling it to the American people.
Think about how AT&T supposedly got broken up back in the Baby Bell or the whatever you want to call it days. And now AT&T hires this group to revamp their growing email system. Leader Technologies literally, you know, this is what happens. You get these big corporations, big tech, in bed with the universities, in bed with the military, and you have this trifecta. The many people,
James Chandler?
What's his last name? No, he's
James
the one
Chandler?
I James He's the one I sent you that put together that video about the history of the internet and how it was built and what it's designed to do and everything else. James Corbett, yeah. I think it is.
Oh, James Corbett, anyway. Yeah, the Corbett Report.
Okay, the Corbett Report. These guys have documented big time how this has all gone down. And so for Congress to act like, oh my gosh, we're going to find out new information. Hey, the fact that Facebook is doing this, they got all their money, all their funding, all their technology, literally compliments of the deep state. Okay? That's the reality, folks. Through the universities, through the military, they stole some of it, they cobbled it together, they compromised people, they took over companies, they funded companies, and these big behemoths, Congress and Francis, are nothing but a sideshow, ladies and gentlemen. That's the truth. That's the reality. And that's what you need to know. They're not getting to the bottom of anything. And if you watch, what will be the outcome? A couple low-level people maybe go to jail or maybe whatever at the most. But nothing will change. Nothing will change. It reminds me of the eugenics movement backed by Hitler back in the day. The United States was part of it. History is rewritten to where you don't know that. They've just taken it underground. But the eugenics movement continues unabated. And so will this. Beware, ladies and gentlemen. Be savvy. Who are you, Johnny or Jimmy? Or do you want to reject them both and say, I want to stand on my own? And I want to stand on the side of God Almighty in principle. Wrap it up, Chris.
Without God, we could never win, Sam. With God, we could never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in that fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
For Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.